tears. I see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Halfway through the show. We're at the exact halfway point.
To the second.
I'm getting good at timing these things. I don't really know how it works, but I guess I'm just lucky. All right, that was a quick one. We played six songs. Here's what we played. This is what I do. I back announce and try to tell you something about each one. Baby Huey did Hard Times. That was 1971 on the Kurtom label out of Chicago. That's Curtis Mayfield's label. And that was produced by Curtis Mayfield. After that, with a little glitch in the middle, I did two songs on the Cameo Parkway label. First, the Orlans doing the Wawatusi. That was from 1962, from Philadelphia. And then Dee Dee Sharp, backed by the Orlans, doing Mashed Potato Time and sounding a lot like Hey Mr. Postman. Both of those were written by Cal Mann and Bernie Lowe, who formed Cameo Parkway, an amazing label. That was the label to put out all those records with Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell and Dee Dee Sharp and a lot of compilations and a lot of cool stuff. After that was Charles Fox and Inez Fox. No, they were not married. Yes, they were brother and sister, and that was their version, the original version of Mockingbird. You might remember that... James Taylor and Carly Simon covered it later on, based on a lullaby, Hush Little Baby. And then Wilson Pickett, Wicked Pickett, Wicked Wilson Pickett. Hold on a second. Here we go. Eddie Cochran. Eddie Cochran doing strolling guitar behind me. Okay, what was I about to say? Oh, Wilson Pickett did 99 and a half won't do. That's a Holland Dozier Holland song, I believe. I always remember Alan Freeman singing Funky Broadway in music class. You know, Mr. Shahan's music class at Beechwood High blew everyone away. We were all allowed to do a song, and he did that one, Funky Broadway. Wilson Pickett, I actually had the chance to work with Wilson Pickett for a minute with Pickett. He was so difficult to work with, him and James Brown, that we actually got a chance to almost represent them. And after that was Diana Ross and the Supremes doing Reflections. And behind me, I mentioned Eddie Cochran. Before that was Doc Bagby doing Sylvia's Calling. That's an old one, 57. Okay, Records. The B-side of Dumplin'. Okay, E.H., all right, here we go with more rock meets soul, mostly from the 60s, and the next batch we have, we're going to go a little further south, at least initially, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, oh, that's England, what am I talking about, Bobby Gentry, PJ Proby, Sir Douglas Quintet, Canned Heat, Bob Seger, Creedence, good stuff for you, the listener, and me, the DJ, DJ Barrister, on Time Will Let Me, the transmission from the mission. I've said that over and over. I don't need to repeat myself. I'm trying not to repeat myself. Let's just get right into it. Here we go.
Smile and hold my hand. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, I got a fade on Creedence, because that song is 6:55. That's 6 minutes and 55 seconds. That's about 4 minutes and 35 seconds longer than I prefer. But we'll let it ride a little bit, and I'll tell you what we played before that in a second. Actually, let's move on. There's some better talking music. Okay, we heard Johnny Kidd and the Pirates from England doing I Can Tell. Their most famous, that was actually the B-side of a shot of Rhythm and Blues. They were most famous for their version of Shaken All Over before The Who did it live at Leeds, before The Guess Who did it. And I don't know who else did it. Anyway, after that, Bobby Gentry doing M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. M-I-S-S-I. Double I PPI. Anyway, that was Mississippi Delta by Bobby Gentry. That was the B side of Ode to Billy Joe on the Capitol label. We got more from Capitol coming up. And right after that was PJ Proby doing Nicky Nicky Hokey. My daddy done time. Your daddy done time in the pokey. Also from 1967. Boy, those two went together nicely, didn't they? Then we heard a nice one by Sir Douglas Quintet. Sir Doug Somm doing The Rains Came. Rain, 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 rain. Then we heard Canned Heat doing World in a Jug. That's off the Boogie with Canned Heat album. And that was the B-side of the single, On the Road Again, on Liberty Records. Nothing but the best we're playing. Bob Seger, another Capitol recording artist. That was Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. Maybe the best thing he ever did. Oh, my God. Produced by Bob Seger and Punch Andrews. Punch worked with Bob forever. Still does. His manager, Punch, from Detroit. And after that, we heard a little bit of Creedence Clearwater doing Ramble Tamble, just because it segued nicely. That's off their fifth album, Cosmos Factory. Cosmo, of course, being Doug Clifford. I actually got a chance to work with Doug Clifford, and I actually do work with Stu Cook, members of Creedence. Lucky me that I get to know these guys. They're kind of heroes, and they're kind of friends, and it's kind of amazing. All right, behind me is Witch doing Feeling High, and coming up next, and we're right on schedule, by the way, in the next batch of tunes, we're going to hear Joe Tex, Roy Head, Robert Parker, and King Floyd, both produced by Wardell Kazer. J.J. Jackson doing But It's All Right, and then Jay and the Techniques keeping the ball rolling, and the Tremolos from England. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more songs. I'm going to try to play more than 50 songs today. That is my goal. And you are the beneficiary of that effort. Okay, so here we go with Joe Tex. Oh, God, this guy's great. Talk about soul meets rock. This guy's the greatest at that. He's more like soul meets country, actually. But here's Joe Tex. You ready?
baby, I want you. Baby, I want you. Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Sookie now. Come on.
beautiful music. I don't even want to talk over it, but I will. This is actually from the 70s, not the 60s. Hey, you know what? We just heard a bunch of great songs again. God damn, I'm just playing all these fantastic songs. Some of them that fit together nicely, I thought. We started out with Joe Tex doing You Better Believe It, Baby. That's 1960 on the Dial Records label. That was a sub-label of Atlantic Records. After that, we heard Roy Head doing Treat Her Right. Everyone knows that one by now. That was featured in the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Quentin Tarantino. It brought new life to it. Unfortunately, Roy Head passed away a couple years ago. Boy, was he great. And saw him at the Ponderosa Stomp. Speaking of Ponderosa Stomp, Wardell Cazare was a regular on the Stomp at this festival in New Orleans every year. He produced both the next two songs. I'm going to mention Robert Parker doing Barefootin', 1966 on the NOLA Records label. That was actually Robert Parker's label. And then King Floyd doing Groove Me on the Malaco label, both produced by Wardell Cazare. Sakatumi Baby. After that, we heard J.J. Jackson doing But It's Alright. That was on the Cala label in 1966. That was the same label that put out The Fuzz, I Love You For All Seasons, which I played earlier today. J.J. Jackson was incredible. He's actually the arranger for Brother Jack McDuff and Jimmy Witherspoon, the Shangri-Las, all kinds of people. After that was Jay and the Techniques, Keeping the Ball Rolling. That was a song that was not about food. A lot of their songs were about food. I think it sounds like that's a food song too, but he did Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie, and he did Strawberry Shortcake, and he was on Smash Records from 1967. And after that one, oh, and it's got the great line, "On your mark, get set, let the kissing start, keep the ball rolling right into my heart." The Tremolos from England did Run Baby Run, Back Into My Arms. Nice fuzz tone on that one. 1967 from London, England. Behind me is Major Harris doing Love Won't Let Me Wait, formerly of the Delphonics. And we have about 20 minutes left, a little less, so we're going to go a little softer. We're going to hear the Mamas and the Papas doing the version of Twist and Shout. We're going to hear a few others. Crispy and St. Peter's, Los Yesterdays, Little Milton, the Four Rockets, the Sand Pebbles. If I have time, I'll try to get to Andy Williams to say goodnight. Goodbye. Anyway, let's keep going. Here are, and by the way, just in case you wondered, it's the Mamas and the Papas. Don't forget the Thes. Not the band The Thes. The word the Mamas and the Papas, and here they are.
with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
I don't know if you noticed, but as I get toward the end of my show, I hurry things along, and I fade on like a lot of songs just so I can squeeze them all in. It's like stars on 45, except it's on my laptop. No vinyl here. Anyway, we heard a bunch of really cool stuff. We heard the Mamas and the Papas doing their version of Twist and Shout. You know, you might remember that one from the Beatles and the Isleys, written by Burt Burns. Twist and Shout, that's from the Deliver LP by the Mamas and the Papas, their third album on Dunhill Records, produced by, of course, Lou Adler. After that, we heard something, we heard The Pied Piper by Crispian St. Peters. I'm the Pied Piper, can't you see? Follow me around, whatever. That was written by Artie Cornfeld, the guy that did Woodstock, him and Steve Dubov. Artie Cornfeld was amazing. He also consulted and helped the Cow Sills for years when they were young. After that, we heard something recent. Los Yesterdays doing Nobody's Clown. That's on the Penrose label. They're a current, you know, soul label, kind of like Daptone or Coal Mine. The soul scene that was going on about 10 years ago, happening in the current record releases. After that, Little Milton did Feel So Bad. Written by Chuck Willis, covered by Elvis in 1961. Then we heard a couple more. The Four Rockets did the Place Where She Lives. The Sand Pebbles did Love Power. Behind me is Wayne Gibson and the Dynamic Sounds doing Under My Thumb, Stones cover. And we have all of about 2 minutes left. So this one goes out to my mom. Can't get used to losing you. This is Andy Williams. My mom loved Andy Williams. She had me wearing V-neck sweaters until I was old enough to tell her I didn't like to wear sweaters. But Andy Williams, we're going to end on this one. Can't get used to losing you. Really interesting intro. Here we go.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try.
hello. Couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you, no matter what I try to do.
Okay, changed my mind. Here's my ending music. Rex Garvin and the Mighty Cravers doing Believe It or Not. Okay, well, believe it or not, it's the end of our show. There's only 13 seconds left, and all I have time to do is to say goodbye and wish you all well. I wish you well, much like Trump wishes pedophiles well. Anyway.